opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Is the First Amendment enough? Is the First Amendment enough? Or do we need more legislation, more laws to protect our freedoms? Well, we often question that when we, you come from the conservative end of things. We see several things happening. In the state of Ohio, there's something called the Pastors Protection Act. I personally oppose it, actually, because I don't think pastors need protection. The First Amendment protects their rights to refuse to have a gay marriage in their building. I don't think we need it. These religious freedom acts that prevent businesses from having to make a cake or be a photographer or a homosexual marriage, I just don't think the First Amendment is enough. But on the left, it's under attack. It's under attack. And in the state of Ohio, that's what we're seeing. See, the abortion lobby, those on the left, they don't settle for things. They fight. In our state house a couple of months ago, they introduced a bill, House Bill 408. And this bill was about the so-called anti-harassment bill for against pro-lifers like myself. And in that, it was about clinic violence or harassment, that kind of thing. And it proposed a 15-foot buffer zone or a bubble zone. Well, as you can imagine, our legislature is controlled by Republicans. It didn't go anywhere. So not settling for that defeat, they turned to city council, a friendly pro-abortion city council here in Columbus, and they found a sponsor. Her name is Liz Brown. Liz Brown is the daughter of Sherrod Brown, our illustrious U.S. senator. And she now has put forward an ordinance to supposedly protect women or parents, fathers, going into abortion facilities, workers going into abortion facilities as well. This is, the ordinance is 1458, and it says this. The ordinance prevents any person from doing the following: physically obstructing and blocking another person from entering into or exiting from the premises of a reproductive health care facility, by physically striking or shoving or restraining, grabbing, or otherwise subjecting the person to unwanted physical contact, obstructing or blocking the premises of a reproductive health care facility, following and harassing another person within 15 feet of the premises of a reproductive health care facility, engaging in a course of conduct or repeatedly committing acts within 15 feet of the premises of a reproductive health care facility. That's the ordinance. Now, the other night, we attended a so-called public hearing. A hearing on this bill that is on the fast track to be voted on June 20th. That's Monday, coming up, for city council. Probably going to vote this thing through. But they were gracious enough to provide a public hearing. I don't know if you've ever been to one of these, especially run by Democrats. It was supposed to be an hour and a half public hearing. Well, the public got 33 minutes. The rest of it was the Democrats on the city council and their minions in government basically defending the bill. 33 minutes divided between the pro-lifers and the pro-abortion advocates. So it really wasn't a public hearing. But here's the deal with this ordinance, folks. A couple of things. It's redundant. It's unnecessary. In other words, the issues they're supposedly attempting to address are already addressed in the Ohio Revised Code. It's unconstitutional, and it's content-based discrimination. That is that it's singling out pro-life speech because people don't like it. It's unpopular. And thirdly, it's unenforceable, and it's going to lead to all kinds of lawsuits and arrests and citations involving pro-life activists like myself. So when I addressed the city council the other night, I brought up these issues. And, you know, here's the thing. The way I illustrated it, and my friend, good friend Coach Dave Dobmeier did this as well, it has this 15-foot buffer zone. Now think about this, okay? You got a 15-foot little bubble that's supposedly supposed to be put around someone entering an abortion facility. And within that 15 feet, you can't follow or harass. And they define harassment as being annoying somebody or saying things that might be mean, right? Well, think about that. There's going to be a 15-foot bubble zone around this person. Or 15 feet within or from the property lines of the abortion facility where you can't speak on pro-life. You can't say, ma'am, we have help for you. That might upset her. Ma'am, we can help you. You can go to the local pregnancy resource center. Ma'am, don't kill your baby. Those kinds of things would be considered harassment under this bill. Well, to get to the bottom of it, I've invited onto the program my good friend Tom Condon, who is a pro-life attorney, and Tom's been following this since the beginning. Tom, thank you for being on the Mark Harrington Show.
Mark, happy to be here. Thank you for the tremendous work you've done through the years.
And you, my friend, who have defended pro-life activists like myself. You're the one who keeps us out of trouble, brother.
I haven't had to keep you out of trouble yet.
Not yet, but others like you have, and I'm afraid that you might be helping me out here soon.
Closer than I think.
I don't want to look into the future and project that this is going to happen, but as we talk about this law, I think it's inevitably there's going to be problems with its enforcement. Tom, you were there the other night at the public hearing. Tell me what you think about this whole thing, this whole call, you know, these bubble zones and these laws to try to prevent harassment at abortion mills.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the so-called public hearing was a disgrace.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an embarrassment to the city of Columbus, how their elected politicians wasted the time there to basically talk about themselves and to reinforce their own views instead of actually having a public hearing. It was embarrassing.
Agreed.
So having said that, I've seen, and you know, I passed out to a few people, including you, a couple of pieces of quotes from U.S. Supreme Court cases. And one of them comes from a 1949 case that says a function of free speech under our system of government is to invite dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And it may indeed best serve its high purpose when it induces a condition of unrest or even stirs people to anger. That's what the First Amendment most protects.
Right.
And so what this has always been about, and we all heard the people from the abortion clinics last night, you know, prattling on about how nasty and vicious the pro-lifers are at the clinics and how they're called vicious names and this, that, and the other. The problem is all of that's protected speech. unless it's directly physically threatening, it's all protected speech. And so, but really, by listening to their own comments, what their complaint was the exercise of First Amendment rights.
That's right.
Even though I'm quite certain about 98% of what they said really didn't come out of the mouths of pro-life people, or would have come out of the mouth of a very small number of them.
That's right.
But that's what it's always about. You know, 2 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court decided a bubble zone case out of Massachusetts and actually struck it down as unconstitutional. But I remember watching a show on PBS where some some ACLU type lawyers were news people were discussing that case, and they were all talking about violence and you know the need to protect women's safety and so on and so forth, which of course had nothing to do with what that case was about.
Exactly.
Just like all the comments last night had right. really nothing to do with what this ordinance threatens. And but as I said last night to you and some others afterwards, I don't think that this ordinance, as written, and that's the key, as written, I don't think it threatens 99% of what our people do out there. I mean, even the most aggressive people aren't threatened by most of this ordinance. The problem's going to become when aggressive police officers protecting the abortion clinics go ahead and arrest people and file charges under their interpretation of this ordinance. And then innocent people are going to be defending themselves in criminal court because of bad police decision making. That's what I think is the biggest threat here. They're giving the police a tool that will be used very broadly against pro-lifers and against nobody else. That's what's happening here.
My guest is Tom Condon. He's a pro-life attorney and has been defending pro-life activists and others on the front lines of the culture war for years and years. And we thank Tom for being on the program. And if necessary, he'll be standing with us if we end up being cited for some of this. Tom, you were there when Liz Brown, by the way, she's married and has children. Elizabeth Johnson, who I absolutely love, got up and just kind of dismantled her, and it was pleasant to watch, actually. But she referred to her as Mrs. Brown, and boy, did that set her off. I mean,
yeah,
I was like,
she was rebuked immediately.
It's like, oh, I'm not Mrs. Brown, I'm Ms. Brown. And by the way, this is a little bit of a side note, but Liz Brown's helpers or whatever, associates, came up to me early on and said, "We want you to address the Congress or the council members as you can't say councilwoman, because I was gonna talk to Liz Brown as a councilwoman." She said, "No, you have to say council member."
Mm-hmm.
Member. So everything's gender neutral now.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, you never know how they're identifying on a particular night.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm like, but anyway, you hear them just talk about these supposed numbers. In the bill, it says the Columbus Division of Police has indicated an increase of 170% in requests for police services at local reproductive health service facilities. By the way, when they say reproductive health service facilities, just think abortuary, think death pit, think killing center. That's what these are. These are, this is the nomenclature they use. 170%, they said. And there's been an increase of from 14 calls in 2011 to 2015. And my good friend Dave Dobemeyer asked him, where did you get these numbers? And guess where they got them? From Planned Parenthood. From the rent-a-cop at Planned Parenthood. So these are all made up. The numbers are made up. You're listening to Mark Harrington here on The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance. We'll be back with Tom Condon, pro-life attorney, in just a minute.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work, glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn. And I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 4230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Well, I asked everybody afterwards at the hearing. I asked him, I said, if this ordinance goes into law and it becomes law in the city of Columbus, and there were probably there was close to 75 of us, maybe, I don't know, there might even been 100 of us. Certainly we outnumbered the abortion folk. But I asked everybody, I said, will you back up if this law is passed? And not a one of them said they would. We're not backing up. Whether this goes into law or not, we're going to continue to fight. And we're going to continue to stand at the killing centers in this city, even when the price goes up. Tom Condit is my guest, pro-life attorney. Tom, I was talking about the numbers, these numbers they just made up out of thin air. Liz Brown was, you know, we had individual meetings, by the way, during the week, and some of us met with Liz Brown and asked her where they got the numbers, and she admitted that it was the cop, the rent-a-cop at Planned Parenthood. And you know, and then Dave, Coach Dave Oppenmeyer did a great job. There has not been, to our knowledge, any citations, no reports, and no arrests at all at right. any of these facilities.
Right.
What's this about?
Well, Mark, you know, interesting. One thing we all know for sure, the abortion clinics always have video. They've always got cameras mounted on the buildings.
Yep.
And I've never seen, they do in Cincinnati here, which I'm at those more often. They've always got video cameras. I have no example ever where they've produced a video actually showing the kind of harassment they claim is happening daily. So the video is there, and of course it's not going to show the stuff. But, you know, the more significant thing to me is the way they use the term harass, which I tell clients all the time. The word harassment, unless you really define it, can mean anything or nothing. I mean, it's just a mm-hmm. very broad term.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they would consider, these kinds of people, this rent-a-cop that apparently was taking their data down, if somebody comes in and said, I was harassed by that person, even if what the person said is, can I help you? Can I help you somehow? That would be harassment if the person's upset by it at all.
That's right.
So I will tell you, this popped into my head during the commercial when you were introducing this topic. You know, for about the last 13 years, I've been speaking for a couple of hours one day a week at an adult education class down here, run through the University of Cincinnati and kind of moderated by a local attorney who I know. The legal issues of the 21st century, he calls it. He always invites me in to talk about abortion-related issues. It's a lot of fun, but the class tends to be anywhere from 15 to 25 upper-class white liberals for the most part, usually seniors.
Yeah.
Very liberal group for the most part. One of them said to me a few years ago, and I dialogued with for a minute about how everyone just goes down the pro-lifers just go to harass women. And I said to her, it was really astonishing to me to think this mindset could exist in intelligent people. I said to her, you mean to tell me, do you think there's any reason that these people go down to the clinics, give up their own personal time, weekends, weekdays, go down there, stand in the cold, the rain, the hot sun, just handing out litter. You think they go there for any reason but just to harass people? She said, no. The only reason they go is to harass women. Mm. And this woman actually believed that.
Yeah.
And so there's like an indoctrination to them.
Absolutely.
That everything's harassment. I mean, it's really very sad and pathetic.
It really is. I'm talking to Tom Condit, a pro-life attorney. We're talking about this bubble zone law this ordinance that's been proposed by the city council here in Columbus. Liz Brown is the sponsor, and we had a hearing the other night, if you want to call it that. It was a show. That's all it was. But anyway, I mean, it is what it is. And Tom, if you remember part of that hearing, I got out the tape measure. And I basically, and this is towards the end of my allotted 3 minutes, and I wanted to demonstrate what 15 feet looked like. And what I did is I stood inside the 15 feet and I said, within the 15 feet, I can't say anything about pro-life. But if I step outside of that, I can say anything I want. Now, and turning to the council members and basically saying, is this what we've reduced the First Amendment to? A tape measure?
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what is it about the – here's the other thing. Liz Brown, I asked her. She goes, well, this is a protected constitutional right to access abortion services. And I said, listen, I disagree with you on that. I don't think it's a constitutional right. But let's say it is for the sake of argument. You want to do something unconstitutional, which is try to repeal the First Amendment to protect a constitutional right? How does that make any sense?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it doesn't make sense, but it's a reality. And that goes to the other quote I handed out last night where Justice Scalia said, even as they were striking down the Massachusetts bubble zone 2 years ago, Scalia was disagreeing with their reasoning. And the fact that they seem to be opening the door still to other bubble zones. And among other things, he said in his opinion, there is an entirely separate, abridged edition of the First Amendment applicable to speech against abortion. And if my life as a lawyer has proven anything, that's absolutely true. You know, the first bubble zone that was upheld was Hill versus Colorado in the year 2000. It was Justice Kennedy, who we all know is a pro-abortion, very liberal vote on the court. Justice Kennedy wrote a dissent there saying by allowing a bubble zone on a public sidewalk like this, the court has violated 50 years of its First Amendment jurisprudence. Kennedy said that. So yeah. They all know it. Abortion has, in fact, the 14th Amendment has been used as a vehicle to create abortion and to defeat the First Amendment. That's a reality.
Good point. Tom Condon's my guest, a pro-life attorney here in Ohio, lives in the Cincinnati area. Tom, I want to talk about some other things real quick, but where are we going from here with this thing? It's likely going to pass. Obviously, the Democrats control the council, so this thing's going to be put into law. Where do we go from here? For those of us who care about freedom, care about liberty, First Amendment, what does this mean? Well, obviously, to the pro-lifers like myself, but beyond that, to the general public and Christians particularly.
Yeah. Let me say two things. First of all, after the meeting last night, I went to Coach Dobenbar, took me down to the Planned Parenthood on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to get my eyes on this place and see what's at work for that, for other reasons too. I was astounded to get down there to see a wrought iron fence surrounding the building.
Yep.
And Coach Dobenbar tells me that everybody drives into the parking lot and they never have an opportunity to walk with people on
Very
the sidewalk.
Rarely. That's true.
And I was blown away by that merely because it told me that what that whole ordinance, the ordinance literally is going to have no application anyway out at that Planned Parenthood because the people are going to be driven inside the gate. There's not going to be any following on the sidewalk or any of this stuff that's been targeted because they're not on the sidewalk anyway. I just can't believe it has any application down there.
Well, other than this, I mean, it puts us out in Domain Street because the 15 feet from that that fence is right at the street line with the public sidewalk.
I agree with that, but you'll have to start doing conduct that I'm sure you don't do.
True.
Before that even would apply. So I just think there's – well, here's my point. All the hysteria we heard from these pro-abortion speakers about how horrible life is at the clinics, none of it had anything to do with there because nothing's going on the sidewalk anyway other than the picketing.
Which tells you the whole intent of this is which, you know, I spoke of, and that is just to intimidate pro-lifers to try to get us to be fearful that we might get cited or arrested, harassed by police. And it may affect some, but it's not affecting us. It won't affect me and most of the people that go out.
I'm sorry, right. And the point is, it could be a factor where people are persecuted, but that's because it'll be just a weird and creative application of this ordinance. It's an intimidation tool. I don't think it has any real practicality in the real world for 99% of picketers as long as people act like they normally act. But it's going to happen. Some police officer will stir something up on this.
My guest has been Tom Condon, and Tom is a pro-life attorney practicing law in the Cincinnati area and has been defending people like myself all across America for decades. And we thank you for being on the program, Tom. Folks, I want to tell you something. If you don't live in my shoes, if you don't walk in my shoes, you don't understand how our liberties are being taken away one ordinance, one law at a time. Folks, it's time to fight. We've got to fight back, or we're not going to have a country left in the future. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.